good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington, where I'm broadcasting from home today because of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Marvelous Mfanganya Huye.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And the Ministry of Health published its figures of the latest COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe, although they're from April 15th. Zimbabwe currently has 37,422 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started in March last year, including 34,961 recoveries and, unfortunately, 1,550 deaths. And to date, looking at the COVID-19 vaccine, which is now in its second phase, the country has vaccinated 252,932 people. And they are trying to get to the herd immunity of 10 million people today in Tunga.
Indeed, Mav. And globally, we have seen 139 million coronavirus cases plus 2.9 million deaths. That's almost 3 million people dead across the globe, different countries, including Zimbabwe, Mav.
Yes, and as people come in, I just note that this is a pre-recording, so some of the figures that you watch later on may have changed by the time you actually watch this program. And then, Tunga, we look at the political situation. Zimbabwe is currently looking forward, or some Zimbabweans, to the Independence holiday, which is on Sunday. This Sunday and Monday is also a holiday in Zimbabwe. So we'll be weighing in with experts what this independence means for Zimbabwe.
Yebo mafukunjalo kwabanengi bathi hayi si independence ekhona ngesonto ayicho lutho kubo ngoba bathi sokuleminyaka engu 41 engamachumi amane lanye 41 years iZimbabwe ithole uzibuse, kodwa abaningi bathi vele kababona ukuthi inkululeko impi, yenkululeko yayingeyani ngoba okwakuqala bathi baphila njengezigqili eZimbabwe bayadubeka, umnotho kawumanga kuhle, akulamsebenzi. Abanye bathi bayahlukuluzwa kulokuhlukuluzwa kwamalungelo oluntu. Ngabasola uhulumende labo kodwa kuzoba labanye abakuhlangothi lukahulumende abathi hayi kubalulekile ukuthi i-independence usuku lwe-independence usuku lukazibuse lukhwabithwe ngoba lusuku lapho iZimbabwe eyakhahlela khona umbuso oncindezelo umbuso wabelungu kwangena abantu abansundu abayibo abalokhe bephethe lamanje abebandla leZANU-PF ludaba esizakhuluma ngalo lona lolo kuhlelo lwethu uhlelo lwe-Live Talk udaba lwe-independence kodwa kulodaba njalo olomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 okuludaba oluqhubeka luhlupha elizweni. Siyabona ukuthi sikhuluma nje izolo kubhubhe abantu ababili ngalomkhuhlane njalo kutholakale abangamashumi amahlanu lantathu 53 belomkhuhlane lo ngelanga la izolo njalo esikhathini esedluleyo kumalanga la ambalwa edluleyo amanani ama-infections ebesephansi kakhulu. Uthola ukuthi ngosuku mhlawumbe kutholakale abantu abahlanu kumbe abalitshumi kuphela kodwa kuthe ngemva kwekhefu lephasika mhlawumbe ngokuhamba-hamba kwabantu lokuyekethiswa kweziqondiso ze-lockdown hayi kubonakale amanani esengani ayakhuphuka yikho nje izolo sithole abantu abangu-53 velo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Uhlelo lokuhlaba abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela lomkhuhlane lalo luyaphambili endaweni ezedluleyo. Lizakhumbula ukubana sesikuhlandla lesibili esingathi ngu-phase 2 lapho kuhlatshwa khona abantu abadala ababalisi labanye nje abatshiyeneyo. Izolo, I think for the first time, kuhlatshwe abantu, inani labantu eledlula. Wonke lamalanga edlule selokhe lolu hlelo luqalileyo. Kuhlatshwe abantu abangu 21,300 inkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lanye lamakhulu amathathu. Abahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala ngoba kulamajekiseni ayi-2 umuntu kumele ahlatshwe amajekiseni ayi-2 ukuthi ukuvikeleka kwakhe kulomkhuhlane kube kuzinga eliphezulu. Ngakho abangu 21,300 laba ngabahlatshwe ijekiseni yakuqala. Okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe lijekiseni laya ku 252,932. Then abahlatshwe esibili ingeyokugcina njalo izolo bangu 2,453. Lokho kukhuphule inani lasebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Ngokutsho kwami ingeyokugcina njalo laya ku 32,949. Onga ngokuthi inani lasebehlatshiwe amajekiseni omabili hayi selihambile mpela selisiya kubo 280,000 khonapho. Lizakhumbula ukuthi uhulumende uthi ufuna ukuhlaba abantu abangu 10 million. Izigidi ezingamashumi amabili by the end of the year ngokuphela komnyaka ukuze kuthiwe hayi umkhuhlane we-corona usubandezelwe mpela eZimbabwe kodwa ngamanani ahlatshwayo ngelanga abezempilakahle bathi hayi kuza kuba nzima kakhulu ukuthi sifike kulelo zinga lokuhlaba abantu abangu 10 million by the end of the year. Marv.
Ewa tinotenda mtunga apo tukona isu nasi kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa parizvino tukutarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika panyaya yekuti nemusi wesvondo richave riri zuva rekuzvitunga kuzere asi vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo vachiti nemamiriro akaita zvinhu parizvino zviri kushupa munyika ukuwo vari pasi pelockdown kana kuti COVID-19 pandemic iyo yatora upenyu hwevanhu vakawanda pasi rose kusanganisira even imo muno muAmerica tinoona kuti mune vanhu vanodaudzira 500,000 vakawanikwa vachifa kubva kudenda irori saka vazhinji vari kutarisa kuti vada kuona kuti zvii zvichabuda panyaya iyoyi yekuti nyika yawanikwa iyo iri kuzvitiyo ine kuzvitonga kuzere. Tinoona kuti vebato rezanupf vanenge vachiti ehe nyika ine kuzvitonga kuzere asi vemamwe mapato vachipikisa vachiti aiwa parizvino tiri kuona isu vazhinji vanoita zvekupikisa vachiwanikwa vachisungwa uyezve vari muchitirongo tinotarisa isu kuti parizvino pana Cecilia Chimbiri naJohana Mamombe veMBC Alliance vakawanikwa ivo vachipiwa kana kuti vachinyimwa mukana wekuti vapiwe ivo mukana wekuti vabhadhariswe mari yechibatiso kuti vabve muchitirongo saka zvimwe zviri kutaurwa nevanhu izvi kuti panguva iyo nyika yakatarisana nekuzvitonga kuzere Zimbabwe ine kuzvitonga kuzere here tombotarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu panyaya yedenda iro reCOVID-19 tinoona bazi rezveutano rakazivisa iro nezuro kuti pane vanhu vanosvitsa parizvino 37,422 vakabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 munyika tichitarisa isu kubvira ratanga muna Machi gore rapfuura totarisa kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri asi vakazowanikwa vachiri kunda vanosvika ivo pa 34,961 parizvino tozotarisawo vamwe vakabatwa neCOVID-19 asi vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya ava vakamira ivo vari pa 1,550 parizvino. Tinoziya zvakare kuti pasi rose riri pasi pechirongwa chekuti vanhu vabayiwe nhomba yekuzvidzivirira kubva kuCOVID-19 Zimbabwe iri pasi pechirongwa ichochi zvakare uyezve tiri kuona kuti yasvika paphase 2 bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba iyi yeCOVID-19 parizvino yamira iyo pa252,932 uyezve vari kutaura ivo kuti chirongwa ichi chicharamba chichienderera mberi uyezve tichitarisa kuti pane zvimwewo zviri kuitika pamusoro penyaya idzodzi dzezvematongerwo enyika takaona isu vatungamiri vemunyika yemusadak vachiwanikwa ivo vachishanya vachienda ivo kunzvimbo yeMozambique uko takaona isu vakawanikwa ivo vachinotarisa mamiriro akaita zvino pari zvino panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Tawanawo zvakare tichiwana mumwewo chizvarwa cheZimbabwe ari kunzvimbo iyoyi akatoti iye akatiza kunzvimbo kubva kuMozambique iko kwachiendawo kune imwe nzvimbo isina hondo pari zvino. Asi nhasi tinyanyotarisa hedu nyaya yekuzvitonga kuzere kwenyika yeZimbabwe uyezve nenyaya yeCOVID-19 asi tisingakanganwi kuti pane zvimwe zviri kuitikawo zvakadai sehondo iri kuitika muMozambique apo tiri kuona vazhinji vachirasikirwa neupenyu uyezve sekutaura kwaita munyarikani watataura naye iyeye abva ataura iye kuti pari zvino vanhu vazhinji vari kutowanikwa ivo vachitsiza neupenyu hwavo apo tiri kuona zviri kuitika kune avo vari kuona pachivhitivhiti kana kune avo vakateerera muredhiyo pari zvino tiri kuona masoja achiedza achengetedze vanhu kuti vasawanikwe ivo vachirasikirwa neupenyu. Ndo zviri kuitika muMozambique pari zvino uyezve takaona mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachishanyira nzvimbo iyoyo yeMaputo Capital City yeMozambique vachiita musangano nevamwe vatingati vatungamiri venyika yemusadhati kuti vaedze kuzeya kuti zvoitwa sei panyaya
dzegaitizvo zvaa.
Apo tiri kunzwa vari kutaura kuti vane vari kuwanikwa ivo vakamira vamwewo vari kubva mune dzimwe nyika vauya nevechiuto kuti vabatsire vagari vemunzvimbo iyoyi kune hondo kuMozambique. Tichaedza kuti tione kuti tingawana here mumwe munyarikani wedu watataura naye akawanikwa achitiza munzvimbo idzi vatipowo pfungwa dzavo kuti kwakamira sei uyezve kuti vari kuti ivo kana kutofona havasi kukwanisa kuwanikwa ivo vachibata hama dzavo sezvo kusina netiweki pari zvino. Asi vakatiwo zvakare vanga vari kufara nekuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo vari kukwanisa kubata Studio 7 vachinzwa mamiriro akaita zvinhuna muMozambique. Saka apo tiri kuona vacho vabatwa vari kunzi vari kupfurukidza mwero vachiita zvehondo imomo Mozambique vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nemasoja. Tichange tiri kungoteerera mbija namuchidimbu tiri kutaurwawo nevamwe nekuti vamwe vari kuti vari kutarisana nenzara vamwe vari kuti vada kudzokera kudzimba dzavo asi sekuona kwamuri kuita uyezve kune avo vasiri kuona vakateedzwa paredhiyo aiwa tikuona nzvimbo dzakawanda dzakawanikwa idzo dzichiparadzwa uyezve tikuona mauto akawanda munzvimbo iyoyi vachiedza kuchengetedza runyararo. Vamwewo vari kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe nemamiriro akaita zvinhu kuti hamuna chikafu vamwe vanhu vari kutarisa nezvakawanda wanda vari kuda kunyatsoziva kuti ko Zimbabwe ingabatsira sei Mozambique asaona achiti zvakanaka regaitizi.
When we jump one river, we found the people swimming, the gun they were shooting one each another, and there's another people also just chucking at the people. So we tried to run away.
They shoot people, even the police are shooting us. Then we run away.
Saka pochikuona vamwe vari kuedza kutsanangura ivo zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyi vachiti pari zvino vari kuti ivo chiri kunyanyonetsa ndechekuti vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachipfurwa uyezve pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika munzvimbo iyoyi kuMozambique. Asi regai ndidzore munyarikani wedu mukoma Ntunga tichitange hedu tichienderera mberi nechirongwa chedu tichingoonawo zviri kuitika ikoko kuMozambique pari zvino. Ntunga.
Yebo mavi kunjalo lapho belibona ke ababukeleyo umumo oselizweni laseMozambique lapho okulempi eqalwe ngabahlamuki bokholo lwesiMoslem abedlulise amalawulo babulale abantu abaningi kakhulu kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Badala lo monakalo omkhulu kakhulu okubangele ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa njengomunye wabakhokheli beSADC bethekelela ke eMozambique kumaviki amabili edluleyo bayaphuma lesinqumo sokuthi umanyano lo kumele uqoqe ibutho amabutho aza kuyaphathisa uhulumende wakho nale eMozambique ukulwisana ke labahlamuki laba ludaba oluhluphayo ngoba kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esezifele kulimpi njengoba singomakhelwane nje kufana nje lokuthi eZimbabwe eBotswana siyazi kulezizalwane seZimbabwe eziningi ngoba sakhelene singomakhelwane eSouth Africa lakho kunjalo laseMozambique kunjalo lakho ngoba sakhelene singomakhelwane banenge abantu beZimbabwe abasebenza khona le kwele Mozambique njalo ukhona osekhonfenyiwe kuvike edluleyo ukuthi hayi ubhubhele khona le ke ungomunye wabantu ababulawa ngabahlamuki laba edolobheni le Palma bese behlasele kumaviki amabili edluleyo yilo ke udaba lwaseMozambique lolo esesikumelele kathesi njengoba isada ke yaphuma lesinqumo ukuthi amazwe wonke la aqoqe amabutho awo agoqela eZimbabwe aye khona leke kwele Mozambique kuyaphathisa uhulumende kamongameli Philippe Nyusi ukulwisana labahlamuki laba. Abasanda kusichuma sikulive talk njalo umsakazo ngowe Studio 7 uhlelo lamhlanje luphatha ikakhulu udaba lwe independence udaba losuku lukazibuse iZimbabwe ifikisa ke iminyaka engamashumi amane lanye 41 ngesonto ithole uzibuse kumbe singathi independence ingesingisi abanye bayakhala badayi akula lutho olukhona kuyadwetshekwa eZimbabwe kanti uhulumente uthaya abantu ubopha abantu wephula amalungelo ikakhulu abe MDC sikhangela nje ukuthi kulelunga le MDC uMakomborero waruzibishe ogwetshelwe ukupika okomnyaka olenyanga ezimpili last week ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokwala ukubotshwa kanye lokuphehla uDlakela iMDC ithi sehlakalo leso sitshengisa ukuthi akulankululeko eZimbabwe ngoba ibandla leli liyakulandula ukuthi uMakomborero waphehla uDlakela kuzokuba labanye njalo abeMDC abafana labo Joana Mamombe labo Cecilia Chimpiri asebencitshwe ithuba lokukhululwa ngebail kumbe ngemali yesibambiso abalokhe bevalelwe eChikurubi beseteswa icala lokwephula isiqondiso zokuvalwa kwelizwe eze lockdown lakho lokho iMDC ithi kuveza sobala ukuthi hayi akulankululeko eZimbabwe ngakho ngesonto akulalutho lokuthakazelela ngoba abantwana beZimbabwe bethwele nzima kanti laselizweni akulamisebenzi njalo umnotho udilikile kodwa abezanu PF ngakolunye uhlangothi bathi hayi kunengi okokuthakazelela okufana layo inkululeko ngokwayo khonoko ukuthi ilizwe lasuswa ezandleni zabelungu ababedume kakhulu ngokuncindezela abantu abansundu ithi izanu PF khonoko kugodwa kuveza ukuthi hayi ilizwe lilakho okokuthakazelela bathanda kakhulu njalo abezanu PF kusola umgabe bathi lokho kwemisebenzi ukuthi akula msebenzi elizweni hayi into yakudala eyabangelwa kakhulu ngomgabe bona bathi hayi baphethe kuhle benza konke abakwenelisayo ukusungula imisebenzi singazi wena mlaleli ekhaya khonapho ukuthi umi ngaphi sithathe esingathi i-guest yethu yakuqala umhlonitshwa wethu kuhlelo udokotela Shepherd Mpofu. Dokotela ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga njani baba? Balaleli ekhaya emakhaya la kuzindawo ezehlukeneyo
Yeah, I see. Siyabonga, siyaphila ngapha, silethemba labo bazi philele kakhulu abalaleli. First of all, is Independence Day on Sunday. What does that mean to you?
It's an ambivalent moment, really, because at one time we could flag independence, and for somebody who comes from a family where there are people who went to fight in the liberation struggle, and some of whom died and some came back, it was a mixed emotion, sort of a time or moment when Zimbabwe got its independence. But when I look at it now, it was actually a wasted moment, wasted lives, as it were, if we look at what Zimbabwe turned out to be. There are millions of Zimbabweans based in the diaspora, not because of their liking, but because the party that came into power after independence actually plundered and looted the economy, plundered and looted lives, plundered and looted future, to an extent that people don't see any future in Zimbabwe at the moment. Hence, you have qualified teachers who are working in restaurants. You have qualified teachers who are selling in the streets of Hillbrook, staying 10, 15 of them in a room divided by curtains, staying in indignity. You have Zimbabweans who are suffering from xenophobia and racism in different parts of the world because Zimbabwe turned out to be, not because they like it, because the narrative by the pro-status quo agents is that people are outside the country because they like it. No, it's because of lack of future, because of lack of hope, because of violence, because of the stolen opportunities that have visited Zimbabwe in the hands of ZANU-PF. So Independence Day, Zimbabwe at 41, is actually a moment of mourning rather than a moment of celebrating. For many people have been pushed on the margins by ZANU-PF and its supporters and its beneficiaries.
Thank you there, Dr. Mpofuenda. Please do stay on the line, Marv.
Unfortunately, Ntunga, we have Dr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF, but he has dropped, so we're still waiting to hear from him. So we'll move over to Mr. Siyampondo David of MBC Alliance. What's your view? What does independence mean to you? While I try to locate Dr. Mavaza.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. And in fear of diluting what Dr. Mpofet said, I'm really in agreement and in unison with what he had said. So if we look closely, if Rhodesia was in the state of Zimbabwe is right now, trust me, not a single person was going to volunteer and go to the liberation front and waste his life. Our country has been ransacked. Our country has been collapsed. I mean, we now only have a shell of Zimbabwe. So for to talk of independence, yes, it was a facade that we have been sold. It's something which is superficial to us. But what I can say, we had a transition. We did not achieve a total independence in our country. We had a transition from colonial rule, being dominated by the minority whites, into a black rule that is dominated by a minority blacks who have concentrated power in their hands. So independence to the majority of Zimbabweans right now, it doesn't make much sense to talk about, because it's not there. It's not bringing fruits on the table, mainly because we are not saying because we are economically disadvantaged. No, we understand that our families differ. We cannot compare ourselves in terms of other countries like the United States, UK, and they have their own system of accumulating wealth. But we are content with a Zimbabwe which have got deprivations, but which have got peace, and tranquility. But if you look at this situation right now, there isn't anything like that. So people, they are subjected to harassment. People, they are being beaten day in, day out. People are being abducted by their own country, by their own state, their own government, which is supposed to be protecting them. People are being needlessly jailed just because they are having different opinions and views on how governance should be done in the country. So to us, as young people, and the general citizen of Zimbabwe, we don't feel we are independent at all, and we feel there's a lot that is supposed to be done for us to achieve that freedom in our country. So what we have right now is just a name and a date. That 18 April, we are going to be celebrating independence. But independence from what? From what? From who? Is it only because we didn't want to be dominated by the whites? Are we shifting ourselves from white domination to black domination? So that is the bone of contention between us as Zimbabweans and the regime that we have right now. They have to deliver and usher total freedom and independence to the people of Zimbabwe. As of now, we can't talk of an independent Zimbabwe.
Maybe in Chunga, I'm going to try and get Dr. Mavaza so that he can speak on behalf of the ruling party, because he just sent a message to say that he's failing to log on. So, you know, to move forward, I'm just going to try and see if we can get him on the phone. But in the meantime, let's, I have the gentleman from Mozambique on the phone, who was actually involved in one of the areas where they had to evacuate while we're trying to get Dr. Maraza. And Tunga, maybe you can also try and get him off air, so that we can try and hear his view. But tinokuchinga midzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Taurai henyu stare nyine kwamuri. Hello. Hello.
Eh,
taurai henyu stare nyine kwamuri. Taurai henyu tikukunzwai.
Makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri wadi, taurai henyu, munoitwani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinoita Domingo Manyisa, ndiriko Mozambique.
Tiudzeiwo kuti kwamuri ikoko ndo kune hondo here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Kunoku ndo kune hondo, ndiri ku Cape Delgado. Ndoko kune hondo, ndo kune provinsini hondo, saka musi ukakaitika hondo iyi yakapedzisira iyi ndanga ndiri kunzvimbo yacho kunonzi Kupalima. Kupalima ikoko ndiko kune project yeMozambique inenge iri kuda kubudisa mari yakati om inoita 60 billion US dollars. Saka tiri ikoko nebasa yekukwanisa tiri kudhiraivha ka, saka takawanikidzwa nemaesurgente musi wa 24 mahalf 3 tichiri kushanda. Saka takatanga kuita se vakasvika ka vakatanga ku tuti vakasvika vakatibata tisina kumirira ka, because takanga tiri pabasa. Ndonguva vakatanga kuita se kuraya vanhu vakawandisa. Vanhu ivavo isu takatiza takapinda musango ka, takaita 1 week tiri musango. Saka taita 1 week tiri musango, tanga tichinetsa inyaya yecommunication yanga isi pasina, because ka vanhu vese vanga vachiri ku vanga ri kutiza ka, vaimhanyira musango, vamwe vacho vakapinda mumvura. Inini pachangu chachaizvo ndakaenda musango, ndakaita 5 days ndisina kudya chinhu chinopisa. Saka ndairarama chete nezvinhu zvekuti wakwanisa kuona kana kuti mandioka kunoku, inonzi mandioka ka, ndo unokwanisa kudya. Mbambaira tinokwanisa kudzowana. Saka kusvika ndakaona ndege ndo yakanditakura kubva kuPalma ndakazouya kuti kuPemba, ndo kapitali yacho yeprovinsi yeCape Delgado. Saka izvozvo ndiri kunoku kuPemba kwacho, ndiri kumirira hama kuti pamwe ndinogona kuuyawo ndozvandatiza ndaenda kumaputi ndokumukusha kwangu chaizvo.
Ehe, saka zvakamira zvakadaro, muri iri kupi pari zvino?
mhuri dzakasara kukakasara mukoma wangu nemukadzi wake ndo vakasara ikoko saka izvezvika vanotadza kubatana because mungu wacho haana kana foni saka asina fonika mumwe ane fonika ari kuti ari kuzama kutsvaga vamwe vacho akavawana ndongovatwita se anokwanisa kuti vakwira ndege vauya kupemba chinonetsa nyaya yekuti munhu akatiza kasina foni kuti umubata zvinonetsa saka izvozvo magare yake akunetsa futi because tirikutya kuti tizokere panzvimbo yacho iyoyo
saka pari zvino munofunga kuti muchawana here hama dzenyu
handizivi hangu because ka hama dzakatiza saka munhu wawo akaziva kwake nguva takatanga yakatanga hondo ika saka kusvike izvezvi handisi kuziva kuti vamwe vacho vari vapenyu here kana kuti vakafa because vanhu vakawandisa ka vakakuwadzwa ndoti vakakubata vanhu vaya ka vanodimbura musoro saka vadimbura musoro ka vamwe vacho vari kuora musango vamwe vacho vari kuvigana pachavo saka pane imwe hotela vanhu vakatizira ikoko vafunga kuti vanokwanisa kuona ndege ka musi zvakaitika ipapo saka varungu vanga vachiriko vakarayiwa vese ipapo vakazovigwawo ipapo saka vamwe vacho vanga vari mumotikari ka vakabatwa futi vakarayiwa ipapo saka zvinhu zvinoshamisa sereki because ka hatina imwe nzira yekuti ungaiti zvakatanga chete vanovhara kwese kwese hapana pekutiza nzvimbo yakatsara chete ndo nzvimbo yaine nhingiriki ine gazi yacho ina kuitwa ka saka ipapo ka havasati vakwanisa kusvika ipapo
saka mungati kune zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda here zviri ikoko tinotarisa kuti nemusvesvondo yeindependence vacharangarira here ziva ipo
pane vamwe ka ndanga ndichitaura navo vekuzimbabwe vanga vachishanda chaizvo ikoko kune gazi saka ini ndanga ndichidhiraivha ndiri kupi ndiri kuno kudistrict asi panzvimbo yacho kunonzi afunjika pane varipo vekuzimbabwe varipo ndinokutaura navo vanzoudza kuti vamwe vacho vanobva mumwe wacho akati ari kubva kubudiriro muharare saka ndiyena akagara nichitaura naye saka kubva musi wacho kusvika izvezvo handizivi kuti ari kupi kuti ari mupenyu here kana kuti zvakamira sei because kana foni number dzake hadzichashandi kusvika izvezvo
saka tomboti kune vamwe vakunzwai pari zvino tsvimiro yenyu ndeyekuti zvifambe sei kune vamwe vamusi kubata vakakunzwai paredio
matei anina kudzosesa
vamwe vamusiri kukwanisa kubata zvamati imimi studio inonzwika kune dzimwe nzvimbo ikoko tsvimiro yenyu ndeyekuti vanzwe kuti chii mungabatsirike sei
hurumende iri kuti ida kubvisa vanhu vese vanga vachiri kupali mhaka vachishanda iri kutaya kubvisa vanhu vese asi zvizvara zvacho chachaizvemukati muya havasi kubvumidzwa kuti vabude because vakabuda ka vapanduki avakava zvinovaitira izi kuti vaita se vagari ikoko saka vapanduki vari kuitira kuti vanhu vese vabude because wakadimburwa musoro ka unotsva saka chinangwa chavo ndechekuti vanhu havabudi kuti vakwanisa kuita zvinhu zvavo vari kuda saka izvezvi ka hurumende iri kuti iri kuzama kubudisa vanhu vese vasiri zvizvara zvenzvimbo yacho iyoyo
aiwa tinotenda vadomingos tichazokubatai titinzwe kuti zviri kufamba sei muve nezuva rakanaka
maita basa
Ntunga, there, you know, I just literally came across this gentleman on one of the programs that we had earlier on. He actually says he was in the area where this war broke out and he ran away. But he said the biggest thing that he wanted me to hear was that he hopes that some of the people that are still in that area were listening to Studio 7 and they can be able to call and get in touch with him and other people that fled. So we can now get back to our politics of the day, which is independence. I saw Mr. Mavaza, Dr. Mavaza coming in, but I'm not sure what is happening to his phone because I can't see the image and I don't think he has audio. So I think we can carry on and I'll try and get him on the phone.
Indeed, Mav, very, very sad story there coming from Mozambique. Si penduke kuwe Dokotela Mpofu. Uthi wena kulohlupho lapha nxa sikhangela udaba lwe-independence ngoba uthi kulutshwana okokuthakazelela ngoba abantu bayahlupheka, izinto kazihambi kuhle, akulamsebenzi, abantu bayadubeka, bayahlukuluzwa njalo. Kodwa abezanu PF and uyezu ubaba uMabaza uzasikhulumela, kodwa abebandla lakhe bathi abantu abanjalo ngaba ngela lokho kuthiwa yi-patriotism, abangelandaba lelizwe labo, abangazigqaji ngalo, yikho nje sebe iletha lokho esingathi yi-patriotic bill, umthetho wokuzama ukuphoqa abantu ukuthi babe patriotic. Yikho njalo sebeletha njalo uhlelo lwe-national youth service, bazama ukufundisa abantu ukuthi baziqhenye, babekwazi ukuthi i-independence kayibuyanga kalula. Ungathini ngalokho?
Okokuqala, iZANU PF ngathi basebenza bacabanga ukuthi i-independence or iZimbabwe yabuya ngenxa yeZANU PF. Kulabantu abaningi abangasomalunga eZANU PF abahamba bayakulwa empini, abanye bafa empini bengasomalunga ebandla leZANU PF. And ukuthi iZANU PF yayiletha useZimbabwe ngamanga, baningi abantu abasebenza kanzima, baningi abantu abalwayo, baningi abantu abehlela emakhaya bephekela benikeza ukudla amabutho ayesilwa empini, baningi abantu abasijiyayo njalo elokhuzeni egangeni besilwa. So iZANU PF ayingeke yasitshela ukuthi uZibuse wabuya ngenxa yeZANU PF kuphela. iZANU PF yaphatheka layo kulweli impi, but kumele sitshela namaqiniso ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abalwayo empini, abanye babengaso beZANU PF. And sisuka lapho uZibuse kuyini or independence lele kuyini, ngoba asingeke sathi sithakazelele uZibuse singakwazi ukuthi uZibuse vele utshoni. Nxa kuthiwa sokulozibuse elizweni, kusho ukuthi bekulempi or bekulokubandlululo obekukhona, abantu sebekhululekile, sebekwazi ukwenza anything abayifunayo. Nxa sithi anything abayifunayo, ngisho ukuthi ukubulalana lani lani lani. But umntwana nxa ezalwa selama-opportunities alingene la abanye abantwana elizweni. Right, umuntu efika umnyaka engu-18 ulelungelo lokuvota, efika ulelungelo lokuba ku-political party ayifunayo, and any muntu osekhulile ulelungelo lokukhankasela ku-politics on any political card ayifunayo. And eZimbabwe asingeke sathi lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo manje, ngoba iZANU PF babone ngani yibo bodwa abaletha uZibuse, and babone ngani yibo bodwa okumele babuse elizweni liyane leZimbabwe. And nxa sikhangela izinto zabo youth service nabo patriotic bill, umuntu akafundiswa ukuthi athande ilizwe. Abantu abaphetheyo elizweni yibo kumele benze izinto ezenza abantu bathande ilizwe. Ngisho lokho, kumele kube the freedom for our citizens elizweni, kumele kube la equal opportunities for our citizens elizweni, kumele kube la rights abantu elizweni. Umuntu abe le right yoku protest, abe le right yoku form a political party, abe le right to run for political office. Wonke lokho eZimbabwe singeke sathi kunikezwa one 50-50 basis ukuthi nxa umuntu engwezana uPF is the same rise lomuntu we-MDC. And ukuthi abantu bathande ilizwe, kulezinto lezo zithi service delivery, kumele abantu babe namagetsi, babe lamanzi, babe lezikolo, babe le-access to education, babe le-access to health, impilakahle, izibhedlela zibe zisebenzi. Awungeke waba le-situation yokuthi odokotela abala zinto zokusebenzisa. Nxa besiya ku-strike sebexotsha umsebenzi, amanesi sexotsha umsebenzi. Ayingeke yenzeka into enjalo, sizitshela ukuthi silozibuse elizwe. And youth service, the patriotic bill, wonke lokhu, is something that is meant to brainwash abantu. Instead ukuthi iZANU PF izinokamakhwapha ikhangela ukuthi kanti vele abantu bazondelani iZANU PF and abantu bazondelani iZimbabwe nxa kulokucabanga ukuthi thina iZimbabwe sayizonda ngoba sobe iZANU PF o siphandle kwelizwe. Kuyini okwenza iZANU PF yenze kanjalo? And ngizakutshela enye into which ebuhlungu but at the same time eliqiniso. Ukhokho wamata engakafi ngelinye ilanga umgabe wayelokhu esesengu-president around 2003 or something like that. Wanqapha ngelinye ilanga wathi uSmith ube ngcono kulalokhu. Esisho ukuthi uSmith ube ngcono kulo mgabe. Right? And yakwazi wayesithini wayesitshoni ngakhona okakhulumayo ugogo. Ukuthi uSmith wayesenza lokho okwaku-expected of colonialists to do. Ukubulala abantu lokudlwengula abantu lokubandlulula abantu. That was what colonialists were supposed to do and that's what they were doing. And it, but izinto esasisenziwa ngumgabe leZANU PF after independence, it was unexpected, shocking, and worse than what was expected of our colonialists. So ekugcineni kwakho konke iZANU PF kumele iyekele ukubona engani yibo bodwa abanikazi belizwe leZimbabwe. Wonke umuntu is equal, wonke ama-citizens are equal, all political parties are equal, ZANU PF is not superior. And nxa singaqala lapho, kube sokuhlonishwa amalungelo abantu, kube sokuhlonishwa ama-institutions elizwe, because esikubonayo manje ukuthi i-NRZ, iZANU PF ibone ngani i-NRZ, i-department yeZANU PF, aso entity ye-state, ibone ngani i-ZUCO, i-private company yeZANU PF, ibone ngani i-GMB, private company yeZANU PF, ama-university, all are subsidiaries of ZANU PF, akunjalo. And iZANU PF ingehluleka ukuhlonipha zonke lezi zinto. Abantu bazazonda iZANU PF, abantu bazazonda iZimbabwe. iZimbabwe yeZANU PF, not iZimbabwe yabo.
Siyabonga Dr. Akuyibambe njalo Mav, ndinofunga watu wawana ba mavaza weZANU PF.
Ehe, tawawana ba mavaza parishino. Ba mavaza mufunzo mkuru ripano ndio kufunza kuti kwa muri mimi independence inoreve ino kutuchukunzwa vanyari kami webu vamo varipana pavanga varu kuti pasipe urumende yeZANU PF vajinji varu kuchema pangwa iyo ye independence.
Tinonzi independent labirufununguko izuwa batino upangana senyika yesi kwete sebato limwe chese tichitondera kusununguko kwa kwataka itakuba muu ubatwa kwa taka wadilwaru wadilwatena asetambu zivori lipo nile kuti kana tisala independent. As we never put independence, the Africa with Takara, Takanaka, Tavan Pari, Tavane Ukumi, Ukumi, Snodo, Seven Zera, Tawilika, Marik, no Seven Zera, Runara, or like peace. We have to wait for our peace. We have to cherish our peace at Negatinari. Number the government, no, I just want to have independence. Aku Fungaguti, Daku Bumi Zwa. Kuchora mutemo ndisinga sungu. Kana ndika sungwa, ndo mandati urumendele kuti zingiri. Kana inside an independent state, kune mutemo nekutezerwa kwe mutemo. Saka wakiki, wala kusungwa, wachora mutemo inengeri pongo ayoyo. Azirele kuti wala kuzingiriwa, ne urumende, kana kutine bato re ZANU PF. Zino ngorea kuti wachora mutemo, saka mutemo ndo unowa sunga. Saka muna ano sungwa nekuchikora kwa nenda ita mutemo. In other words, people who are in prisons now and who are claiming to be political prisoners, they are not prisoners of politics. They are prisoners of crime. They have committed a crime and they have wrapped this crime in politics. If it can have time, sir, wanakiru wa mambo tala nezao, wanakimiru wakanga waru kujatande mutande rekupara mosa imwe ne imwezi. Imwe kete iyoyo rekupara mosa. chavarambidzwa ndochavaingoita kurwira rusununguko hazvireve kuparadza mutemo iripo. Iko zvino izvi hatisi kutongwa nevatorwa, tiri kuzvitonga. Kana tine dambudziko redu, tine matauriro atinoita kuhurumende kuti izvi hatisi kuzvifarira, kwete kungonoita jema nevadya nekungoita mbiri zvitonga mumigwagwa yekuda kungoonekwa nekuti ndokunonzi kusununguka. The National Day is a designated date of which celebrations mark the nationhood of a sovereign country. And this independence, ayisi yezanupf ndiye munhu wese wemuzimbabwe, even those who were born free and those who were born bonded. We meet together as humanity, as Zimbabweans. This is the only day we must forget our political divide, and we come together as a nation, senyika, tigotondera. Independence Day, ngari rezuva ratinota.
Regei tingokubatai ipapo, Dr. Mavadza. Let me just ask, David Siyampondo, MVC Alliance, muri kuonawo sei, munobvumirana here nezvekutaurwa naDr. Mavadza izvi?
Inini handibvumirani nezviri kutaurwa navamavaza. Nengari yekuti vamavaza ndinovaona semunhu vanenge vachirarama nekumira nemamiriro anenge akaita zvinhu panguva iyoyo. Moziya even mvura ikabvongodzeka, pane tumwe tumbuyu tunenge tuchirarama tuchiguta nemvonga-mvonga inenge irimo mvura imomo. So ikagadzikana vanhu ivava havakwanise kurarama. So ndokumwe kutora kwatingaita vanhu vakaita savamavaza. Right, vanamavaza vanotaura kuti ivo upfumi hunosevenzerwa. Tinozviziva kuti upfumi huno
I think we are losing Mr. Siyampondo there. Mtunga, if you could just chime in while we are trying to sort out the network issue with Mr. Siyampondo. I think we just lost him, but let's try and see if we can get our other guests up. The good doctor, Ntunga, carry on.
Yebo mavi kunjalo. Dokotela Mpofu umzwile lapho uDokotela Mavaza uthi hayi udaba lwe-independence kayisilo daba lwe-MDC kayisilo daba lwe-ZANU-PF. Kayisilo daba lukazibane, ludaba lwabantu bonke beZimbabwe, lilanga elibalulekileyo mpela emntwini wonke.
Ukuliqinisa ukuthi lilanga elibalulekileyo empilweni yomuntu wonke, kungela ukuthi ngabaliphi ibandla i-political party, whether they are gay or straight or whatever, as long bengamaZimbabweans lilanga labo. Awuqinisile lapho umabaza, singamnikeza lokho. But inkinga, ingxaki esilayo yikuthi since inception who has presided over the Independence Day celebrations. And since inception, what have been the speeches like, a Heroes Acre or Uma celebrations, Elizu? Ikusukela kumgabe, ukuthuka kwama-opposition parties, ukuthuka kwamanye amazwe, ukuthuka kwabanye omongameli bamanye amazwe, it's been characteristic of ilokuze iZANU-PF lama-celebrations our independence. And since 2000, ukuthuka kwama-white commercial farmers also has been the centerpiece yama-celebrations. And umabaza ukhuluma ngalokho athi rule of law and equality before the law. And of course, siyakwazi ukuthi everyone is supposed to be. IZimbabwe, this is not what is happening in practice. Asikho okwenzakalayo okwamanje ukuthi wonke umuntu ulamalungelo alingeneyo before umthetho or before inkantolo. Ezinye izigwebo ezinikezwa abantu uyabona ukuthi izigwebo zepolitiki. Asezo zigwebo zokuthi umuntu uphambanisile, right? EZimbabwe, I think, ikho lapho kodwa esilalokho okuthiwa ngamajele, jails. Some other countries have moved into correctional service. Ukuthi umuntu nxa ewonile uyalungisisiswa. Angithi, but thina sile system le which attempts to punish. And ZANU-PF is politically used ilokuzeni jail system to punish opponents. Even to an extent, ukuthi some members of the judiciary have been captured by the ruling ZANU-PF, by the ruling party. So at the end of the day, inasmuch as independence iqhakathekile emuntwini wonke weZimbabwe, but indlela esiphathana ngayo or indlela esiphethwe ngayo yiZANU-PF itshengisela ukuthi independence ayikafiki ebantwini abaningi. Abantu abaningi eZimbabwe abakabi le independence.
Thanks, dear Doc. Let me bring in Dr. Mabaza. Dr. Mabaza, interesting point there from Dr. Mpofu. He says that the judiciary is captured by ZANU-PF, therefore we cannot talk about an independent Zimbabwe when the judiciary is doing the bidding for ZANU-PF. Plus, we saw recently the United States government coming up with a report, a damning report that alleged gross human rights violations by President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government. Also, we saw Amnesty International blasting the government for human rights violations. And today, Amnesty had another damning report about statelessness in Zimbabwe. People who were born in Zimbabwe for, you know, decades, generations, who are still stateless. They don't have documents, including those whose parents were killed during the Gugurawundi massacres. How do you respond to that? Those who say there is no independence in Zimbabwe, are they not justified when we look at all these issues being leveled against the government?
I think there's, okay, let me answer it one by one. The first issue, the judiciary in Zimbabwe is not captured by ZANU-PF. And what Dr. Mpofu is failing to understand is that the system we have now, our judges are not appointed by the president anymore. They are elected by people. People interview the judges in Harare and Bulawayo. And if you want to realize and to know very well, 90% of the people in towns are MDC. That's why all the councils are run by MDC. So people in Harare, they are the ones who interview judges. So the judges we have now are technically there on the mandate of the MDC people, whether the ones who interviewed them and the ones who recommended them for judge positions. So it is really a fallacy to say the judiciary is captured, because it is not. Furthermore, we need to understand that when you commit a crime, the only country in the southern of Africa where they still respect the rule of law is Zimbabwe. The party or the president does not say anything. The president only interferes with a prison sentence when he is giving an amnesty. And when he does give an amnesty, he is not the one who come up with the list. He is given a list recommended to him by civil servants who work as prison officers or in prison. So in other words, all this which happens, the president ceremoniously gives a nod. But it's not him, it's not ZANU-PF. Now, secondly, the report from the American government on Zimbabwe and vilifying the president of Zimbabwe, Comrade Emmerson Mnangagwa, you notice that that is a one-sided report. And it's nothing to listen to, because Zimbabwe has done the best it could. After or during this new dispensation, a lot of things have changed. The lot of independence in the, of demonstrations, judiciary, political activism has grown very, very high, and nobody is being punished for your political opinion. People who are arrested, they might have they commit crimes during a political situation. Being a political party member, does not mean that you are allowed to commit a crime. You will be arrested regardless of which party. And again, if you want to look at what has been happening in issues of corruption, Zimbabwe has been arresting ministers, sitting ministers, former ministers. And if you look at them, 99.5% of those ministers and senior government officials, most of them are ZANU PF. They're the ones who have been arrested. They're the ones who are in court as we speak. And none of them is from opposition. It does not mean that opposition is clean. No. But ZANU PF is trying to clean the system, starting with those who think they are powerful. But now coming to the complaints that there are some people who are in Zimbabwe now who could not be assisted. There have been people have been informed that if your relatives have died during the war, either the civil war, which people now call Gukurahundi, or whether during the liberation war, in all those two wars, you approach the district offices if there are children who do not have birth certificates. They only want your headman or a sabuk to come with and say, I know this child, the parents were killed in our village and they have nobody else to vouch for them. Just that is enough. You get a birth certificate. And that amnesty on birth certificates and ID cards has been running now without an ID card or birth certificate or anything, because the parents either died during Gukurahundi in brackets or during the independence war. They can still go approach their district offices and they will be given the IDs and without a problem. As long as their headman write a letter supporting that I'm the headman and this is the position. So people who are not going to take advantage of this invitation, they are the ones who go around trying to blame ZANU-PF for their own laziness. People
Mabasa.
Have to go out and take those ID cards because they are there for them.
Time is not on our side, so let me just get in the opposition to weigh in on what you have just said. Vasya, Dr. Mabasa, tasarwa ne 3 minutes chete, sakamoti gaga kuchiro chungo upinzo osha kare.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. But I think Dr. Mabasa is not being sincere, or he's deliberately seeking to insult the intelligence of Zimbabweans. Right, let me start by looking at the issue of maybe birth certificates, because the other things that he talked about, really, I cannot comment to such falsehoods that is parading here. Right, so on birth certificates, Amawaz, personally, I worked as a social worker. I helped kids to attain these birth certificates. It's not as simple as you are saying it, right? So it's a very long and tiresome process. And the letter from a sabuk or whoever you are talking to, yes, it's one of the documents that is needed. But it doesn't complete the cycle. So please, let's not lie to people. If you have little information about how a process goes, please, let's avoid commenting on such issues, because we have people who genuinely need these documents. And for you to come here and start spraying propaganda, I don't think that's okay and will allow.
We have to leave it there, gentlemen. I know we could
continue,
Dr. Mabasa and Dr. Mpofu, but unfortunately, we have run out of time.
Let's wrap it up. For another day, Ntunga, it seems emotions are really high, so Dr. Mpofu. And Dr. Mabasa, maybe we can have this conversation on another day where we flesh out all the issues that you're both bringing out so that we can hear from both sides what your views are. So we'd like to thank all those that were with us. We just heard there from Dr. Mpofu and also Dr. Mabasa of ZANU-PF. We have David Siampondo of MBC Alliance. I'm Marvelous Ntanganya. We are saying have a very good weekend and happy Independence on Sunday.
And I'm Tungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.